Genesis 3:9. And Jehovah God called unto the man, and said unto him, Where art thou? Here we have a description of the judgment of God, when Adam, terrified by the consciousness of his sin, fled from the presence and sight of God. He found not only paradise, but the whole world too narrow in which to find a corner where to hide himself from God in safety. But all his anxiety makes manifest the folly of his mind in seeking a remedy for his sin by fleeing from his God. But he had fled from him much too far already, for his very sin was that he, departing from God at the first, needed not therefore to flee farther from him still. But so it is. That is the very nature of sin. The farther a man departs from God, the farther he wants to depart. And thus the man, who has once departed and apostatized from God, goes on departing and departing to all eternity. Hence it is truly said concerning the punishments of hell, that its greatest punishment is that the wicked there are always wishing to flee from God, but feel that flee they cannot. Just in the same manner Adam, though found out and apprehended of God, yet ceases not to attempt to flee out of his hands. When, therefore, Moses here says, Jehovah God called unto Adam, we are to understand that the Lord called him to judgment. But a question is raised here concerning the person by means of whom Adam was called of God. And it is by no means out of the way to suppose that all these things were carried on by the ministration of angels, and that an angel here acted in the place of God, as God spoke all these things to Adam. Just as magistrates, when they say or do anything, say or do it not in their own person, but in the person of God as his representatives. Hence it is that the Scriptures call those judgments which are exercised and administered by appointed men the judgment of God. It by no means displeases me, therefore, that it should be considered that Adam was here called by an angel, and that it was shown him by that same angel that all flight was impossible. It is here especially to be noticed, moreover, that Moses expressly tells us that it was Adam who was called, seeing that it was to Adam alone that the word of God was spoken on the sixth day, concerning that tree of which they were both forbidden to eat. As, therefore, Adam alone heard the command, so he alone is first called to judgment. But as Eve herself also had sinned and departed from God, she also hears the judgment at the same time and becomes a partaker of the punishment. The words, Where art thou? Are the words of the law, spoken by God and reaching into the conscience of Adam. For although all things are naked and open unto the eyes of God, as it is written, Hebrews 4:13, yet he speaks unto our sense, feeling, and understanding. For he sees us aiming at the one thing of fleeing away from him and attempting our escape from his sight and presence. When, therefore, God says, Where art thou? It is as if he had said, Thinkest thou that I see thee not? For he will have Adam to see and feel that though hidden, he is not hidden from God, and that though he flees from God he cannot flee. For this is the very nature of all sin. It causes us to attempt to flee from the wrath of God, from which wrath we find it impossible to flee. It is indeed the most utmost folly to think that we shall find a remedy in fleeing from God, rather than in returning to him. Yet it is the very nature of sin that the sinner cannot return to God. What, then, can we possibly conceive to have been the exceeding folly and state of mind in Adam? He had heard the voice of Jehovah, and yet he hoped that he could conceal himself from his presence, when, lo, he was now standing before the tribunal of God and was demanded of God for punishment.